بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ثم بعد, we continue with the last of the reminders on the dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, where he said, as I mentioned yesterday, three things part of this dua, where he said, أنت الحق ووعدك الحق ولقاؤك حق, where he said, which means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the truth and your promise is the truth and the meeting with you is the truth. Now I remind myself and you that for us the key thing is to reach a state where this becomes the truth for us. When we say Anta al-Haq, we feel that, that Allah is the truth. وَوَعَدُكَ الْحَقْ, that the wa'ada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And وَلِقَاءُكَ الْحَقْ, the meeting with you is true, that this becomes a reality for us. So how do we do that? I think that is the key thing, because it's not just a matter of intellectually understanding something or agreeing with something. It's a issue is, how do I make it real for myself so that it benefits me? The way to make it real, there are two ways, both of which should be done. One is through reflecting on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically on how that relates to me personally. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the universe and the heavens and the earth and everything else, everything that is in it. But the question is to bring it to say, how does this affect me? The glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it related to me? How do I feel this in my life? How can I experience it in my life? This is the key. The experiencing of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own life. And that is something that happens with reflection and introspection. We have to sit down and think and reflect. Not talk to people, do anything. Just think by yourself, silently reflect and say, how is the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does it affect me? Where is the connection? The second one is to reflect on the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with which Allah has blessed us and say and thank Him for them, one by one. And again, not intellectually, actual physically feeling it. What are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on me? And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them one by one. This is what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real to us. Without this, the reality is not there. Yes, we believe because this is our aqidah, this is our religion, but the actual reality. Now, the actual reality is important, because only when the reality becomes real, then action will happen. Today, for example, we do something wrong. We know it is wrong, but we will not make tawbah. We will not change from that. Why? Because Allah is not real. Because Allah is not real. The promise of Allah is not real. The meeting with Allah is not real. We are saying it, but we do not believe it. If we believed it, then how can we be doing something wrong and still we stick to that, and still we will not make tawbah, we will not make istighfar, we continue in that wrong action? How is it possible? Tell me. How is it possible? It is logically impossible. There is only one way that a Muslim can do something wrong knowingly and still not make istighfar and tawbah, and that is because that person does not really believe that Allah is real. Anta al-haq is not real for him. وَعَدَكَ الْحَقِّ is not real for him. لِقَاءُكَ الْحَقِّ is not real for him. The meeting with Allah is not real for him. Now, just because something is not real for you, it does not mean it is not real. What is real is real. Reality is something that does not depend on belief for its existence. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it makes no difference to that which is real. And Allah is real. Allah is Haq. Whether anyone believes it or doesn't believe it makes no difference. Allah is Allah. And the meeting with Allah will happen whether anyone agrees with it or does not agree with it. This is also going to happen. The key therefore is to make it real for us, because only when the reality becomes real for us will we be able to prepare for that reality. Otherwise, we will not prepare. And then, may Allah protect us, suddenly we get summoned and then we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state when we are not prepared. And that is not something to look forward to. We want to prepare as much as possible. We want to give excuses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and maghfirat, to His mercy and to His forgiveness, for Him to forgive us. We want to make those channels. But if we have not done something, if we have not done that, if we continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we get listed with the people who are arrogant, with the people who are rebellious, with the zalimun. And then may Allah have mercy. So therefore I'm saying it's very important. So therefore we need to sit down, we need to reflect, we need to continuously remind ourselves. And all of these things take time. Everything takes time. To make a cup of tea takes time. You want the tea to taste nice, you have to brew it for 3 to 5 minutes. Otherwise, the liquor will not come, the aroma will not come. Something as simple as that. So how do we believe that the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just somehow happen without any effort on our part? Effort is critical. Somebody sent me something yesterday where this person was saying that the word amal, it comes in the Quran 365 times. And I haven't actually counted, but so I was thinking, if this person is true, and inshallah they are probably, why would they tell a lie? So 365 times, which means that the word is one time for each day of the year. So no Sundays and holidays for amal. And amal is something to be done on a daily basis. So this reflection on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the ni'mat of Allah. And both of these directly connected with me personally, with you personally. Not an abstract reflection on the glory and majesty of Allah. Alhamdulillah, that is important to do, no problem, nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying that we are not talking about that here. We are not going to sit and list of what did Allah create, no. How does this affect me? How does it affect me? And then the ni'mat of Allah, there are two ways of looking at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One in terms of what He gave us and one in terms of what He did not give us. Both are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are things that other people have which alhamdulillah we do not have. Whether it is illnesses, whether it is difficulties in life, whether it is a spouse who gives you ample scope for being among the sabireen, whether it is children who do the same, or the opposite, who are, you know, a good spouse, so that you are among the shakireen, and children that you are, who are helpful to you and who serve you, and so on and so forth, and, you know, many things. So both, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gave you, and you also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He did not give you. This includes also du'as that you may have made. And today, in hindsight, you think about that du'a and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not accepting that du'a. Because we make du'a according to what we think is good for us. That is not necessarily good for us. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what is beneficial for us and it does not give us what is not beneficial. But the du'a itself is kept with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us the reward of ibadah for making the du'a and on the day of judgment, this du'a will be given to us to ask whatever we want. So alhamdulillah, even the one which is not accepted. This is the way to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala real for us. And that is critical because without that there is no the motivation to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be there. Because if Allah is not real, then where is the motivation to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And as I told you, the test, the litmus test of whether Allah is real or not, the litmus test of whether I have belief in the akhirah or not, is my own amal, is my own life. If my life is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah Allah is real. But if I have things in my life where I am disobeying Allah, and I am doing it deliberately, not because I did not know, not because it's a mistake. I know it is wrong, but I still do it. And I do not make tawbah, I do not make istighfar, I do not change myself. Then Allah is not real. Then there is no belief in the akhirah. Then there is no belief in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And we know what that means. We know what that means. So therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reflect. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Himself real to us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect us with Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fasjud waqtarib. The condition of qurbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subservience and obedience and sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasjud waqtarib. Allah said, go into sajda and come close to me. Go into sajda is what? Physically, but also become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I get close to Allah? By becoming obedient to Allah. There is no other way. There is no other way. You cannot get close to Allah if you do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I always tell people, don't put yourself in a situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to remind you. Because Allah will remind you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, then Allah will remind you. And those reminders are painful, believe me. Those reminders are very painful. You go for your annual checkup and the doctor sees some shadow on your chest x-ray and you will be in Salatul Fajr in the masjid every single day, I'll guarantee you. You will be praying tahajjud like there is no tomorrow. Because you know there is no tomorrow. The doctor told you that. Do you want that? Because if Allah does not love you, even this will not happen. Please understand that also. If Allah does not love you, then you will not be praying Salatul Fajr. You will be disobeying Allah openly. And your medical report also will be perfect. There will be no problem. That is a sign that Allah does not love you. That's a sign that the door of hidayat has been shut for you. Because then one day, you will drop. That's it. Khalas. But if Allah loves you, then Allah will warn you. And those warnings are painful. Please understand that. Those warnings are very painful. Don't invite it. Don't invite it. You know what you should do, so do it. Do it. Do not deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah is real. The meeting with Him is real. His wa'da is real. His promise is real. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that meeting and for that day to be the best day of our lives when we meet Him. And to make the, as the dua of the sahabi, to make the last of our deeds, the best of our deeds, the last of our days, the best of our days, and the final day of our life when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the very best of our days. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.